down here with Austin Sims. Austin, we didn't get to catch up with you after Friday's game, but now 12 goals in two games. What did that Friday victory do for the confidence of your team?
It really just showed us what potential we had with our great coaching and, you know, the scout team in practice giving us a tough time every day during the week. It's really helped us prepare and, you know, gave us the confidence we needed to come to this game and play exactly like we did against Hopkins. And, you know, we're going to keep improving after this one.
And can you talk about this offense this year? Kind of a new look. Coach March comes down. What has he done for your confidence to have you seeing the ball, seeing the goal so well?
You know, Coach March, again, awesome coach. New systems are awesome. A lot of creativity, a lot of freedom with also some structure. So, you know, we're not completely lost out there. And, you know, him just reinforcing the shooting concept, just shoot high to low, low to high, change plans, anything. He just tells us to put it on cage, and it's worked out so.
And now you get the full week off, Tuesday to Tuesday, going right up the road to Rutgers. Rutgers having a good season thus far. They still have to play Stony Brook this Saturday, but talking about a team that could find themselves high in the rankings. I know you're not looking at the rankings, but this is a new-look Rutgers team. What's the message as a veteran to the rest of your team?
Definitely don't overlook any opponent. You know, the biggest game is the next one, and it's a great historic rivalry, and, you know, we're going to be excited to play the Rutgers on Tuesday.
Well, great two games from you, and good luck moving forward.
Thank you.